Okay, here we go. So today is Tuesday, and we are going to be discussing a question that comes up quite often. And for some of you, this may be a little bit of review. We have started a program a little while ago called Smichas Chaver Program, the Smichas Chaver Program, SCP, which has been taking place over the past couple of weeks, now months. And one of the topics that we have been discussing is the topic of opening items on Shabbos, opening specific items, opening bags of chips, opening cartons of milk or orange juice, and opening cans. And so today, I want to spend a few minutes just talking about opening cans on Shabbos. We're going to talk about cans of tuna, things of that nature, which we typically open with a can opener, and we'll talk about cans of Coke or cans of beer as well. Those will be the two things we'll be discussing today. And so, by way of introduction, it's worth noting that there are many, many possible prohibitions on Shabbos that we have to deal with when thinking about opening items on Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of six possible different items that six t possible different prohibitions that one could possibly be in violation of, and then we'll see. We will apply that to. We will apply that to opening cans. Okay, I'm just trying to read this question. I'm sorry. Give me a second. So let's begin. And okay, if I don't cover that question, make sure I do. Okay, I'm not. I think I know what you're talking about, but if not, please make sure I do. So, prohibition number one: there are 39 melachos. There are 39 prohibited activities biblically. That are biblically prohibited on Shabbos. Okay, so let's go through six of those prohibitions, which could arise in dealing with opening packages, and then we'll talk about its application. So, prohibition number one is something called binyan, which means to build. Okay, so building something on Shabbos is prohibited. Now, what exactly is included in building is a matter of much discussion. Are you allowed to build a house on Shabbos? Certainly not. Are you allowed to put a couple of blocks together? Is that called, playing with blocks on Shabbos? Certainly okay. Now, there's a lot in between those two that we need to deal with, but that is one prohibition. On the flip side of binyan, on the flip side of building on Shabbos, is something called stira, which means destroying. That is another prohibition. It is prohibited to destroy in certain circumstances. To destroy something is also prohibited. Okay? Let's talk about a couple of other prohibitions. Another prohibition that we need to talk about is something called makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish means the final blow, the final touch to constructing something. Okay, so this is a pretty broad prohibition, which has many different applications, and that is that when a person finishes constructing something, even if it's not a full-fledged binyan, even if it's not a full-fledged structure or building, there's something called makeh bepatish, which literally means the last hammer blow, right? When they would make something out of metal, the smith, at the final touch would be one last blow of the hammer. Even though it's already completed, but it gives it its final touch, and therefore any last touches which enhance something would be in violation of makeh bepatish. Another way that this is termed is mesakein maneh, which means to fix something or enhance something. And in the context of packages, we have something called asiyas pesach, which means making an opening. Making an opening is something which is part of this prohibition of makeh bepatish, and we'll have to see if it is or is not applicable when we talk about opening cans. Okay, so we're up to three. Let's see, what else is there? There is koreya. There is a prohibition against tearing something. One of the things that is listed as one of the 39 melachos is you have a piece of fabric and you tear that fabric. That is also a biblical prohibition. Okay, we're up to four now. There is mechatech, which is precision cutting. Okay, cutting something in a very precise fashion is also a prohibition on Shabbos. And lastly, mochek, to erase something. We know we're not allowed to write on Shabbos, just like we're not allowed to write on Shabbos, we're also not allowed to erase things on Shabbos. Okay, so those are our six prohibitions that we're going to have to now ask ourselves if they are applicable or not to cans. Okay, so let's throw two of these out of the way immediately. The first is mochek, erasing. Your typical can, whether it's a can of tuna or whether it's a can of Coke, typically there's no writing anywhere around the place that you are opening. So the prohibition of erasing, while that does come up with certain packaging, and maybe we'll revisit that on another week, when it comes to cans, there's no lettering on the opening, so let's move that. We're down to five prohibitions. Now, okay, so now we're up to five. One of the prohibitions I mentioned, which again we'll have to revisit in the context of other packages, but not for cans, is Korea tearing. Now, as I said, the prohibition is tearing fabric. In the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan, or rather the upkeep of the Mishkan, they would tear the fabric at times in order to fix certain things. And the halachic authorities point out that the prohibition is only violated if we're dealing with a soft fabric. Aluminum, like the aluminum cans that we're discussing, is not under that prohibition. So Korea, which again is tearing, is also going to be moved to the side. We're down to four, okay? That's four, okay? So now we're up to four prohibitions. Let's talk about binyan and stira, building and destroying. The Chazon Ish, one of the great authorities of the early 20th century, is the Chazon Ish. And he is of the opinion that when you open a can of Coke or you open a tin, then you are actually creating a utensil at that moment. Until you opened it, it wasn't fit to be used. And now when I go ahead and I open it, I am now making it into something which is now fit to be used. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, anytime you have a metal container of any sort, again, a can of tuna, a can of Coke, a can of whatever those tin or aluminum cans are, when they are opened, you are making it into a utensil, and therefore there is a prohibition of binyan that's going on. That's the Chazon Ish's opinion, and therefore he holds any metal items cannot be opened on Shabbos. Now, many argue with this approach, most notably of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, another great posek, lived in Israel, is of the opinion that no, that does not apply, and this is we're not going to have the time to fully flesh this out and go through all the primary sources that this is based upon, but he is of the opinion that when you have a disposable item, and your intent is to dispose of it after you're done, then the whole notion of building and destroying does not apply. Okay? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is of the opinion that there is no concept of building when it comes to a disposable item. You can't call that building if it's going to be, you're not building anything, it's a nothing. It's going to be thrown away immediately after you finish emptying the contents of the tuna can or after you finish drinking the liquid that is in the can, and therefore binyan and stira, the whole notion of building does not apply whatsoever, and he therefore disagrees on that point, saying that there's no issue of building when it comes to opening a disposable can, as long as your intent is to throw it out. Now some people, rarely, but it is possible some people like keeping their cans of tuna, they'll wash it out and they'll reuse it. Okay, so such a person, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would agree, that person cannot open the can of tuna. But for the masses, most people go ahead and dispose of such cans after they are finished using them, even if they don't finish using them immediately. But as soon as the contents are done, they plan on disposing them, the notion of binyan does not apply in such a case. Okay, so in regards to binyan, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, no problem. Now, we mentioned one of the prohibitions is something called mechatech, which means precision cutting. So when you open a can of tuna, like the ones that you have the ring, right, and you pull them off, right, or even if you use a newer opener, we'll come back to different types of can openers in a moment, it's a pretty nice cut. It's a very nice cut, right? Or certainly when you open a can of Coke or a can of soda and you push down on the tab, it has a very nice opening over there. And so Rav Yashiv, another major posek, suggests that although he agrees that there is no issue of building, since you are opening it and opening a very precise, very nice opening, therefore it would be prohibited to open such a can on Shabbos. He therefore says to open a can of Coke on Shabbos is prohibited because of mechatech. If you go ahead, and here's where it gets a little bit tricky, if you use an old school opener, I don't know what you have at your home, okay? So what I grew up with was an opener that when it finished opening, the edges of the can were very dangerous, very sharp. That's not a nice opening. That is an opening which we wouldn't call that like fixing the utensil. That is okay, you happen to be making an opening, but it's not an actual spout of any sort. It's something which is very dangerous. And it's just a way of getting into the can. So if you're using an opener that leaves sharp edges around the edge of the can, then even Rav Eliashiv will agree that you could use such an opener on Shabbos. The challenge is the new openers that many of us have, which go ahead and they very nicely help us remove the top of the can from the bottom of the can. And it doesn't leave any sharp edges. It's a beautiful opening. So using such an opener, the newer openings, or opening a can of Coke, that, according to Rav Eliashiv, will be a prohibition of mechatech, of precision cutting, and would therefore be prohibited. Okay. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is of the opinion that really the one opening these cans, you don't care about the size of the opening. If let's say your can of Coke would have a slightly larger opening or a slightly smaller opening, and the truth is, you could look this up, you could Google this, that throughout history, the openings of cans has actually shifted, meaning a soda can. Sometimes it was a little bit larger, then it went a little smaller. Okay, there are a whole bunch of different factors that those who produce it change the size of the opening. As a consumer, I don't really care how big the opening is. Whatever they gave me to open it. So it's not, precision cutting is when I have my own set of scissors or a knife and I want to cut it in a very specific way. Over here, the people who produce these cans, they made it easy for me by either giving me a little tab that I could pull up and it just opens it the way it opens it. Or when I use an opener, even if it's a smooth opening, I don't care about the precise size. I just want to get the contents out. And therefore he says to call that mechatech, to call that precision cutting, if you don't care, if you personally don't care about the size of the opening, it just happens to be convenient because the manufacturers went ahead and made this easy for you to open it that way, there is no prohibition of mechatech, and therefore, in that regard, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, there is no issue. Okay? You're all still with me? I'll do a quick review at the end. I know there's a lot of details over here. The last issue we have to deal with is what we call misakein mane, or making a pesach, making an actual spout of sorts. And here, it's a little muddled, because Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who is of the more lenient one throughout this whole line of thinking, seems to contradict himself in different places about whether or not there is an issue of making a spout of sorts with an aluminum can or a tin can on Shabbos or not. Okay? And there are those who understand that he does believe that it seems like he's changed his opinion a little bit over throughout his life. He's no longer living. But because of this, there are those who are of the opinion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's final ruling was that if you make a nice opening, okay, so whether it's a tab on a can that you push it down and now you have a nice opening over there, or whether it's just removing the entire top of a tin of tuna? Did I get that right? Yeah. Okay. So doing either of those things, since it is making a nice opening, you are therefore in violation of Makid Bepatish, the final blow, or Misakin Mane, or Asiyas Pesach. They're all the same thing. You basically made a nice opening that could be used, and therefore they are of the opinion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would say it is prohibited. There are those who say, no, he said that that's not an issue in such a case because of it, because it's disposable. The whole notion of misakin mana, of making an opening, does not apply. And so there is some debate as to what he actually held, and therefore there is debate as to what should be done. So let's quickly review and apply this. We have those like the Chazon Ish, who says anytime you have an aluminum, a tin, to open it on Shabbos would be prohibited. You have those like Rav Eliashiv who say, it depends on how you open it. If you open it with a nice opening, then it's prohibited because of mechatech, of precision cutting. If it's opened in a sloppy fashion, in a way that's not such a clean opening, then it would be permitted. Okay? And then you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach who we have two views as to what he actually said. Unfortunately, again, he's no longer with us. There are those who say that he prohibits opening cans because at the end of the day, you are creating a proper spout for your soda or your beer or your tuna, and therefore it's prohibited. And there are those who say that he is of the opinion that this whole notion of misakin mana, of making an opening, is only applicable to something which is going to be reused and something which is disposable, like a typical can of soda or a tin of tuna, tin can. In those cases, this notion would not apply. So if so, what I would say is like this: if you have, in general, have not opened cans, then you have what's reliable. You're in good company. There are those who say opening any cans is prohibited. If you have been opening cans, you're also in good company. There are those who say that there's what's rely upon to do so. And here I'm going to conclude, because people always ask me, "What's your opinion?" So what do I do, or what do I do? So I don't have an opinion, but what we do in our home, and we don't have the time to get into this distinction right now because I think I officially ran out of time. What I do in our home is that we personally do not open cans of soda or beer on Shabbos. Okay? But we do open tins of tuna. Okay? So we'll use a regular opener, very nice opening, no problem. We don't cut it on the other side or anything of that nature. We just open it regularly. There is a bit of a distinction between a can of that nature and a soda can. Again, we don't have the time to get into that, but what I would tell you, the sum total, is there is what's rely upon in either direction based on what everything we just relayed. And again, that's my personal practice. No cans of Coke or beer, but yes, opening tins of tuna. And again, I know, and with that, we haven't gotten into this whole thing, but there are those who cut holes on the other side. They puncture holes on one side of the tuna, then they open the rest of it. We don't do that. There's a reason to do so, but strictly speaking, that is not necessary. Okay, I think I officially went a little bit over. I apologize. Thank you for joining, and I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe next week we'll continue talking about different types of packages, because there are a lot of questions that come up in this context. Take care. Have a great day.